get Bundy on the phone for him again.
Thank you, sir.
I don't know why a miner would be good to go to the Philippines.
He wouldn't.
There you are.
Max.
Sir.
Who do we have in mind to go to the Philippines to succeed Stevenson?
I don't know, Mr. President. I'll have to find out. What? You want me to call you back?
Wait just a minute. We've got it. Now, why don't we ask Dean Russ to try to get this fellow Martin to stay on and do some writing for us over in the State Department?
John Bartlett Martin?
Yeah. Is he that good a writer?
He's a very good writer. He's, I'm not sure he writes your style, but I'd like to think that one over just a minute or two. He's a first-rate guy. He's also probably temperamentally more of a liberal than you are, but I think he's disciplined, and he's been a hell of a good soldier.
Well, I rather liked him when I was down at the Dominican Republic.
Well, then, if you like him, Mr. President, I can assure you I like him, and I think, and I...
I got along with him fine. I got along with his wife fine. I liked her and brought her back with a little boy who...
Well, let's try that one out, then.
We're accepting his resignation. Now, I know people around here don't think very highly of him, but I wish...
That is not my view, Mr. President.
I'm not talking about Martin anymore. I'm getting on another subject.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But I want to give some thought to bringing Governor Minor in, one of these diplomatic posts, and offering it to him, and I rather think I'd like to offer him the Philippines, unless you know some good reason why I shouldn't.
Is there... No, he's a brother-in-law, as you probably know, of the present ambassador.
Oh, I thought the present ambassador...
Oh, no, they're co-fathers-in-law. No, he's a son-in-law.
That's right.
Yeah, son-in-law, yeah.
My wife is the daughter of the present ambassador.
That is right. Mm-hmm.
And now, he was very strong against Kennedy and all of us at the convention, but he just didn't shift quick, and they didn't like him too much. But I have a real obligation to him.
Well, curiously enough, he's an old friend of mine for...
I never did
extraneous reasons.
I never thought he was a boob that he got credit for being. Did you think so?
I tell you what he is, Mr. President. He's an innocent. He doesn't know a whole lot of things, but he's not a fool.
And I think he's a good man.
He's a nice man and a good man, and she's a very pretty and gifted girl, very ambitious.
What
too
about
ambitious.
What are his educational attainments? Preston man?
Limited. I think he may... Give me a who's who, Mildred. Rutgers is where I first knew about him. He once asked me to go down and be the president of Rutgers, so I had some haggling with him there.
That shows good judgment.
You're soft-hearted today, Mr. President. Let me try Minor. M-E-Y-N-E-R. Robert Minor is at Lafayette A.B., and the Columbia LLB, so he's not an ignoramus. And he has a mass of LLDs, more than you could shake a stick at. Jersey bar since 34, admitted to the Supreme Court as a lawyer. No, he's not a fool. He is, as I say, you know how politically dumb he was. He handled himself very badly, and his ambitions outran him and all that kind of thing. But you're a better judge of that than I am.
Sensitive is the Philippine post?
Very, but the principal thing in the Philippines is to establish a working personal relation with Macapagal. The professional stuff can all be provided underneath it. That is where Stevenson has failed, and where I think Minor would have a much better chance of success. He's temperamentally a much more outgoing man than his father-in-law, who also failed on just that personal temperament ground as president of Oberlin, which is why he was available.
What do your Harvard colleagues say about it? That he's
about Minor? They wouldn't be very kind. But I don't think that they don't run the goddamn country, you know.
Oh, no, I'm just thinking about the reaction.
It'd be a little bit, and I don't think that...
My Southerners wouldn't be very kind either, because they don't like him either. But I think he's a good man and a fair man, and...
I do not know how much clout he has in New Jersey either, which I think you'd want to find out about.
I've talked to Dick Hughes briefly about it, and I've talked again. You think about him a little bit. Now, who do we have to talk to that's really important? Well, Rusk, is that the only one?
Yeah, I think we ought to know our own minds first, Mr. President, because he will go with you on an appointment of this character. Let me take a temperature over there in an innocent way. I can find out from Mike exactly where the thinking stands without ruffling the waters.
Well, I'm just so damn afraid it'll be in the paper. Don't mention it to anybody.
No, sir, I won't mention it.
Two of us. We're the only two. And let me Let me think about it overnight.
I won't mention the name. I'll find out what they are doing on the other in a way that won't get anywhere.
Martin now, John Bartolo Martin.
Do you want me to work on that one, too?
Keep him as a consultant. Just ask him to keep him and tell him we want him to prepare some things for us over here. And then you keep him busy where he can write, and Busby and you can rewrite it.
Well, Busby can rewrite it. I can look at things for substance, Mr. President, but I despair of really helping on the writing side. I just don't seem to, that doesn't seem to work very well.
I don't know, the first day of the administration, you did pretty good.
I've been slipping since.
You went on that vacation after you left the ranch. I don't think... I'll see you after lunch.
Yes, sir.